Next is the class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, My Dear Leela, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 137 through 142, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in November of 1966 in New York.
Nasadhveti maga juga, nasanka dharma udhava. No sadhya tapasthyaga jathavakti namo jita. So if you want God, Krishna, then there is no other way except this devotion and service. Neither joke, neither philosophical speculation, neither ritualistic performances, nor study in the Vedic literature, neither penance, austerities, all these formulas which are recommended for transcendental realization, they may help us to advance to a certain extent. But if you want personal touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have to adopt this devotional service, Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. The Lord Chaitanya, giving evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam, he is giving Bhakta Homi Kaya Gaya Siddhatma Priya Satam Bhakti Punati Mannishtha Sapakan Apisambhava. There is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Lord says, the same chapter in which Lord Krishna instructed Uddhava. Uddhava was also one of his cousin brother in the family. He was a great devotee, Uddhava. He was more advanced than Arjuna. There are different grades of devotees. The first class devotee is where the gopis, the damsels of Vrindavan, nobody could be compared with their devotional service. So, next were Uddhava, then Arjuna. There are different grades of devotees also. So Uddhava was also a great devotee of Lord, and he was also instructed similarly, just like Arjuna was instructed. So the Lord says to Uddhava, Bhakta hum ikaya grahya. Ikaya. Simply by devotional service. One. This is one method. God is one, and to achieve Him, the process is also one. Just like in your body, there are many holes, nine holes. Nine holes. These two nostrils, two ear, two eyes, one mouth, and genital, and evacuation, these are nine holes. So, if you want to supply foodstuff within your body, that is the one way. This is the mouth. There is no other way. You cannot push the foodstuff through ears or eyes or your genital. No, that is not possible. Therefore, similarly, if you want God, then the one way, bhakta om ikaya, ikaya. The foolish person says that whatever path you may adopt, you will go to God. There are certain rascals, they say like that. But this is misleading, completely misleading. You cannot, reach God by any other means except this means, this bhakta om ikaya. It is clearly said, ikaya. Ikaya means only one. There is no second process. And the Bhagavad Gita also, it is stated, you will find in the 18th chapter, Bhaktyama Vijanati Yavan Jasyami Tattvataha. Tattvata. Tattvata means in fact. The impersonal conception of Godhead, localized conception of Godhead, or universal form of Godhead, pantheism, monism, they are not perfect. If you want to know perfectly, then bhakti, it is stated in everywhere, in all Vedic literature. Evidentially, in Bhagavad Gita, which is spreading before us, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere you'll find this only way, that devotion and service. Bhaktyama Vahijanati Javan Jasyami Tattva. Tattva means in fact. Partially you can know, but complete. Of course, God cannot be known incomplete, but the highest point a human being or a living entity can reach, that the only process to bhakti. Bhakta humi kaya gaya sadhyatma priya satam. Sadhyatma priya satam. Bhakti, that process of devotional service is very dear to the actual transcendentalist. Very dear. Bhakti punati mannishtha. Mannishtha. To know simply, I believe in God. That is not sufficient. The ultimate goal is to attain a very intimate relationship or love of God. That is required. Of course, to know, to believe in God, to accept God, that is all right. It is better than the atheist. But that is not end. You must develop yourself. You must, you should not simply make God as your order supplier. That you should be order supplier. When I become order supplier to God, that is my perfection. And so long I keep God as my order supplier, that is not bhakti. Generally, people keep God as His order supplier. Oh God, give us our daily bread. Oh God, I am in distress. Oh God, I am in difficulty. Oh God, I am... God supplies them. God is supplying. Eka bhunam vidadati kaman. But that is not ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is that you should supply God. God will be dependent on you. That is what. Just like Jasodamai, he was so advanced in devotion that God became dependent on her. God appeared as his child. As the child always became, always remains dependent on the mercy of the mother. Similarly, Krishna before his foster mother, Jasodamai, just depend, just like dependent. Mother said, my dear child, if you become more naughty, then I shall chastise you. And God is crying, you see. These are the relationship between God and the devotee. You see. One who chastises the whole universe, whole creation, he is afraid of his mother. He becomes dependent. And he likes us. It is said in the Shastra that when my devotee thinks me dependent on him. Oh, I like that. I like that. People always worship God as the sublime, but the devotee, they do not worship. They want to serve God as dependent, just like mother serves the child as dependent. There is no purpose. the mother is satisfied simply by keeping the child in perfect order. Yes. There is no purpose. Similarly, when we shall be inclined to see that he is always satisfied, that is it. Then you can have God in your grip. You see. God is so kind. Krishna is so kind. Then he becomes just ajitopi. Nobody can conquer him. But he becomes conquered by this kind of devotional service. Ajitopi dikappasi. He becomes conquered. This is the process of conquering. What is the use of becoming one with God? You can conquer him. You can have him within your grip. Such is the process, devotional service. It is taken, yes. Atay, therefore, Lord Chaitanya concludes, Atay bhakti Krishna prapte rupa. Therefore, if you want Krishna, then bhakti, the devotional service is the only way. Atay bhakti Krishna prapte rupaya abhidhya bolitare sattva shastra kaya. Abhidhya means, that is the transaction. So, in this life, while we are in the material world, so we have our material body, that this devotional service, Krishna consciousness, doing everything in Krishna consciousness, this is just like this called apprenticeship, to reach that higher stage. The same thing will be there in your liberated stage in the spiritual kingdom. And here, by the order of the shastra, by the guidance of the spiritual master, you are being trained as apprentice. This is called avidya. Avidya. Practice. Practice. But even in practice, you will feel that I am making progress. It is such a thing. Avidya. Vadikare sattva shastra. And ধন পাইলে যেইছে সুখ ভোগ ফল পায় সুখ ভোগ হইতে দুঃখ আপনি পলায় তৈছে ভক্তি ফলে কৃষ্ণ প্রেম উপজায় প্রেমে কৃষ্ণ সাদ হইলে ভবন আসায়। Very important passage. Just note it carefully. Now, by apprenticeship, by practice, if one sincerely follows this practice, then, what is the result? The dhona paile jaiche sukho bhaga phala paile. It's like a poor man. If he gets sufficient money, then at once his all distress is over. At once, immediately. Simultaneously. As soon as the sun is in the sky, at once the darkness is gone. Just in the morning, little, not sun directly, but even there is sunshine far away, is immediately the darkness goes. I am in distress, I am in poverty stricken. Suppose I get immediately some large amount of money, immediately my distress is gone. See, exactly like that, and dhona paile jaiche sukho bhaga phala paile. Then automatically he becomes happy. A poor man when he gets money. Similarly, as soon as we have little test of this devotional service, at once all our miserable life becomes happy. At once? Yes. Sukabhav haite dukkha apanipala. And if there is happiness, where is the question of misery? If there is light, where there is question of darkness. So, a person in Krishna consciousness, he cannot be in distress of material misery. It goes automatically. Taiche bhakti bhale Krishna praying for jata. Similarly, by execution of this devotional service, gradually you develop love of God. Love of God. and Prema Krishna Sadhaile Bhavanas. And as soon as you get a taste for Krishna, you at once lose all these nonsense tests, culminating into sex life. The material test means we want to gratify senses in so many ways. And the supermost point is sex life. As soon as you get into touch with Krishna and you develop Krishna love, all this nonsense finishes. Then you are liberated. And so long you are attached even to a pinch of material test, there is no question of liberation from material misery. You have to continue this transmigration from one body to another. And body means material misery. The material body means material misery. You may get the body of a king, or you may get the body of Brahma, or Indra, Chandra, or the ant, or the insignificant animal, any body, any material body that is meant for misery. Misery. Tapatraya. Threefold material miseries, and besides that threefold miseries, ultimately birth, death, old age and disease. So, to develop love of Krishna means, that is real liberation. And that love of Krishna begins after many, many births of cultural life, bhavanam janmanamanti, Vasudeva Saruniti, Samahatma Sudhullava, when one surrenders unto Krishna, that is the beginning of his real life. And as he makes progress, then he realizes, I have several times discussed this point, Adu Sraddha. First thing is that I must get myself out of this material contamination. That is called Sraddha. In this very life, I shall realize. This Sraddha, this belief, and this determination, as you make more and more perfect, you make advance. You make advance. Not as official, not as make sure, but really, Sadhu Sraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha. Then, as you are determined, so your taste for associating with devotees, just like we are now associating with Lord Krishna's, Lord Chaitanya's teaching, is a great devotee. This is called Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sadhya Tato Sadhu Sangha Sata Bhajanakriya. Then, Bhajanakriya, how to execute? Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, you gradually know what is the bhajana kriya, how to execute devotional service. That we shall come later on. Tata anarthane tishya. And as soon as your devotional service prescribed duties are discharged, you become free from all material contamination. That is the test. Tatanathanavitishyat, tatunishtha, then you become parmikan means, tatunishtha, taturuchi, then test, tathashakti, then you cannot give it up, at any circumstance you cannot give it up. Tathashakti, tatubhava, then you become fully in samadhi, in trance, sadhukanam, ayam, primo. These are the steps of attaining love of God. Love of God is not that you can immediately go and purchase from the market, in the store. You have to practice. The love is there within you. It is not artificial, neither an imposition by some person. No, it is already there. If you kindly becomes submissively hearing this, by hearing only. And if you practice, it will be very nice and quickly. So hearing and practicing. Sevan mukhi jivhadu. Kirtan, savanam kirtanam, jivhadu. Sevan mukhi jivhadu. This tongue especially meant tongue. If tongue should be engaged. Jivhadu. How? Tongue should be engaged in glorifying. That is one business. And tongue should be engaged for eating a Krishna prasad. These two things, chanting and eating. Sevanam ke jivhadu. As soon as you submissively engage your tongue, just see the technique. No other body, no other part. A tongue has been especially mentioned. And what is the business of tongue? I am speaking. Now, with the help of tongue, if there was no tongue, I could not talk with it. And another, I test. Engage your testing capacity of the tongue in Krishna prasad and engage your tongue in talking of Krishna, then this is the process. Semanamukhi jivhalu, swami vasratada, and as you engage them in this process, God is revealed to you. You cannot order God, come, please come, and we stand up, I shall see you. He's not your servant. You have to please him by your service attitude. Then he will reveal to you what he is. And that is what. That is what. Vaite bhakti vale Krishna prem paja. If you execute the devotional service, then you develop that love. And as soon as Krishna prema asad vaile bhavana aspire. And as soon as you develop the mode, the proportionate way of, you develop love of Krishna, love of God, proportionately you are free from this material contamination. When you are perfectly in Krishna love, you are perfectly free from material contamination. This is the way of liberation. Daridranas bhavakkhaya prema phal noy, prem sug bhoga mukha prajana. So one should not think that now I am materially happy. Oh, my all distress, my all poverty has gone by Krishna, by devotional service of Krishna. Or I have become liberated. No. These are byproducts. To become liberated and to become materially happy by prosecution of Krishna consciousness is a byproduct. You have to attend far that. And what is that? Prema sukha bhog. You shall be absorbed in love of Krishna. That is your thought. That's the ultimate goal of life. So we should not stop. Now I am very happy. Now I have no material misery. I am liberated. Now this material contamination does not affect me. No. When he will be so much absorbed in love of God, just as Lord Chaitanya thought, chakshasa pravishayitam sunnayitam jagat pratmam govindam virayana. Govindam virayana. I am crying, just my tears coming, just torrents of rain from my eyes. Sunnahitam jagat sattvam, I am seeing everything naked, why? Govinda virahinami, in separation of Govinda. That is high stage of love. Govinda virahinami. Just like in this material world, if you love somebody and it is dead and past and gone, you see everything vacant. Then the test of that Govinda glow. But we are foolish. We know that everything will be finished here. Why shall I give so much attachment to this nonsense? Give your attachment to Krishna, he'll never be finished. So that is love of Krishna. we are practicing that stage. Yes, that is the perfect samadhi. Thank you.